communication.
For VHN4ZLK, it's working.
Well, it wouldn't be here because my antenna's inside the house instead of outside the house.
Trying to remember your name. We've spoken before, but it's been a while. I think you live out in the Berea area.
Yes.
I said that. As soon as I unkeyed the mic, I remembered. Hello, JD. It's Shane here. N4ZLK. You always used to. I haven't heard you on the air in a while.
We're sitting around the house doing this. So I went to get me a little part-time job. It turned into a full-time job. And I work every day.
That is probably much better for you than just sitting around the house, like you were saying. And I don't know if you want it full-time, but I'm glad it turned into full-time for you.
I realize it's going to turn into a full-time job. And I just wanted something to get away from the house, but now I get away from it now.
Then you enjoy?
To drive, and it's just a driving job.
What that's like. I've worked for UPS for 34 years. Been driving for 30 of them. And then I just left, and now I'm driving home, so I feel like I'm always in a vehicle.
AutoZone. And I go from store to store. I don't go to the customer. I go from one store to the next store. And I go all up North Carolina and just about anywhere town.
I think I remember you talking about that back when it was a part-time job. But that sounds familiar, AutoZone and driving from store to store.
It's a really good job. I mean, the hardest thing about this job is driving. And you know, driving a UPS truck, you run into literally everybody, you know. A lot of people don't know how to drive.
You have to keep your eyes moving and drive defensively. And also, you just let people go. You know, sometimes it might be your right of way, but it's best just to let them go.
Often, just best thing to do is just go on about your business. Don't let them get you upset. Of course, a lot of people do it on purpose. But I know you've driven a UPS truck. You know that people, you know how people are. But anyway, just have to watch your fences. You drive your fences way and stay out of their way. Over.
Hey, that's exactly what you have to do. They always encourage us, or it's more than just encouragement. They say always leave space. If somebody pulls in front of you, back off a little bit, but all that does is create another space where somebody else can pull in front of you. So you feel like you're constantly backing off from the car in front of you.
On the interstate, I go down the highway, I go down the business 85, and it's got a straight truck, and I used to drive a straight truck. He stopped to meet people on the interstate.
Just plain dangerous right there. I've seen similar things. I was driving to Atlanta. I think, in fact, the last time I spoke with you, you might have been heading down to the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, possibly. I was coming back up on a Saturday morning, and it was the morning of the Ham Fest. But, yeah, I've seen some strange things on the interstate.
I was driving an 18-wheeler, and I was driving that little car. we talked all the way to... I got all the way to the horse Stone Mountain down there when I was talking to you. That's the last time I saw him on a Saturday, over.
I'm driving the 18-wheelers now for the last 10 years. I drove the little brown package cars. In fact, I think I probably delivered to your house back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think you live out there in Berea, don't you?
It is, since you mentioned that. I live at number 300 Parkdale. I don't mind telling anybody. But my neighbor is 200 Parkdale. There's a street. So this girl sends a package. She puts down 206 Parkdale. Then I know 206 Parkdale. So I got the package, and I can't find who it goes to.
She might have gotten park mail mixed up with something else. But that can happen. And now, whoever delivered it to you should have paid it a little bit more attention and should have realized there was no such number.
My front porch, what did I order? So I went and looked at it, and I called the UPS people and give them the tracer number and come and get it. It sat there for 2 weeks, and nobody ever come and got it.
I don't know what to tell you about that. That's a shame. I don't know. I mean, do you still have the package?
I got off the front porch and put it in the car, in my truck, and somebody told me to take it to the UPS store in Cherrydale.
That, make sure it's UPS and not USPS. But sometimes that gets a little confusing. The USPS is the Postal Service.
I started getting to my postman. he's crazy anyway. I don't know what he's doing with it.
We'll actually deliver right now to the Berea Post Office, the Easley and the Berea Post Office. And just about every day I'll pick up packages that somebody, their UPS packages that somebody dropped off with them, put them in a mailbox or... that's usually what it is. They drop it in one of those big blue mailboxes and thinking it's a post office package when really it's ours.
Actually, I get a chance. I'm going to take it out to Cherrydale and give it back to them. I don't, it's something about for a dog. And I got neighbors on the end of my street up here. They handle dogs and, anyway, they take care of dogs. I took it up there to her and she said, "That ain't mine. That's not me." I said, "Okay." So I took it to my other neighbor who, they walk dogs in the neighborhood, so I see them all the time. And she said, "No, that's not me either." And I said, "Okay." So I started just giving it to him, but I said, "Nah, somebody's looking for this package."
Possible. I know a lot of times it's happened to us two or three times. My wife will order something from Amazon. Now it'll come to the right address. Or we'll get a box addressed to us, but it will have something completely different from what we ordered. And they've actually told us a time or two, just keep it. Don't even worry about sending that back. And then other things they want sent back. So it's a little strange. I'm not sure how they decide.
He said, "If it comes to your house, keep it." I said, "I can't do that." He said, "Well, then take it back to somebody."
Get over there and drop it off and tell them it's wrong address, it's not yours, there's no such number, and they can send it back to the shipper.
Well, let me get off of here. I'm trying to figure out how to get all my walkie-talkies on in case the power goes off. So, this will be KFORBH, and I'll be clear after your call.
I'm talking to you this evening. Hope you have a good evening, and be careful if you're going to be driving out there in that rain. I got to do the same thing. So we'll talk to you another time. KF4RVH and 4ZLK. I'll be clear.